1077 The Island is your station for real music variety on the air. We're also online. Did you know we're online? Streaming audio around the universe.
Well, that, I find that fascinating and just lovely and wonderful.
Are you being facetious?
No, I'm not. Or sarcastic. Neither facetious nor. Yeah, you're not sensing a note of anything. Just joyous. Just happy.
Becky Tiedemann with the Hastings Museum joins me. I haven't seen you in forever, I feel like.
It's been a bit. It's been a hot minute, but that's okay.
And since I've seen you, you bought a spaceman vest.
I do. I do have a bit of a silver puffer on today.
Becky Tiedemann, Hastings Museum here, sporting what looks like something from David Bowie's wardrobe.
It's a little Ziggy Stardust.
It's a shiny silver vest.
Yeah.
A little bit puffy. Looks very warm.
Well, thank you. It is. It's lovely. It's just right for me.
What's going on at the Hastings Museum besides a lot?
First of all, check us out for a few of those special movies when you're looking for something to do with your family. We've got White Christmas on Christmas Eve. We've got Gremlins, and I'll go to the mat with you on this. Gremlins is a Christmas movie. We've got Gremlins on December 7th coming right up. So, and then we've got The Grinch on December 14th, and it's just fun. We've got one of those films that came out about the origin of Saturday Night Live, that first show, Saturday Night. It's a really solid film. Wasn't quite big enough to make it to some of the other theaters, so check us out for that.
What's that called? That sounds interesting.
It's called Saturday Night, and it's it doesn't have a lot of big stars in it necessarily. They're all young folks just kind of depicting an early Chevy Chase, an early Bill Murray. But it's, you know, got really solid ratings. We've got that 2 weekends, December 13 through 15 and December 20 through 22.
Interesting. A sidebar here. Online, the ongoing argument every year is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I used to be a no on that, and my kids have convinced me. Yes, it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but well,
it's the same reason Gremlins is one. It's film. Yeah. It's right there. And is it a Christmas movie with a twist? Sure.
I'll just tell you what side I'm on. It's a definite yes for me because it revolves around a Christmas party.
Yes.
And the ending credits are over what Christmas song?
I don't know.
I forget the ending credits are over Frank Sinatra or maybe Bing Crosby. I can't remember now because it's been a long time. But Gremlins is showing at the Hastings on the huge screen?
It is December 7th. It's the 40th anniversary of that film. So whenever a lot of times when films click onto those major anniversaries, we book them. But yeah, we're tickled pink. So those are some of our films.
Just December 7th? Because
it's a one day only.
That's tomorrow. By the time this airs, that will be over.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that then. I do apologize, sir.
Well, no, it's okay. It's just if we want to see Gremlins, what do we do now? Becky Tiedemann here teasing us with things that what other things can't we see at the Hastings Museum?
Hey, let's go with, here's a real reliable one. Blue whales and fungus. Blue whales and fungi are showing, and they are two beautiful, beautiful films. We love the idea that if you've got family in the house and you maybe need to get out of the house for the holidays, come to the old museum. We have exhibits. We have films that really do offer a little something for everybody. And so we love that. So we want everyone to think about us for the holidays.
Fantastic.
And you're always so kind and ask me about our films. But we've got a couple of events I want to talk about, too. I want to tell you about Holiday Fun. It's that event where you can bring your little one, put them on Santa's lap, and instead of taking an expensive film photo with a photographer that you order, you just snap it yourself. So we are saying what we give you is a photo op with Santa. Also, the Grinchy guy will be around at that. We've got a fun scavenger hunt, but that is December 14th. We're about half sold on that, and it tends to sell out every year, so go ahead and get on that. Note your calendar for December 27th is what we call Craft Before Noon. We clean out our closets of any leftover materials that were, let's say we prepared for 30 for some event and had 26. Well, then there's 4 of this and 12 of that, and we just put out free crafts.
When is that?
That is December 27th. And two for January that I just want you to get on your calendar. One is a free event in our theater, January 12th. if you're somebody who loves those new photos whenever they get released of the James Webb Space Telescope and wants to see those, there's really no better way than to see them on our super screen. And our planetarium coordinator is there. So it's about 45 minutes in our theater on January 12th, 1 o'clock, free, no need to RSVP, just show up. And it is a really cool way to, instead of on your phone or on your little screen, to see those films or to see, pardon me, those photographs in on that scale is really a cool thing. And then we have coming up Cocktails with the Curators on January 23rd.
For more info and tickets, hastingsmuseum.org.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Let's say it gets away from you and you wanted to see this couple and you didn't get a chance to see them, or that sister or cousin, and it's not going to work in the holidays. Already planned. Come on to the museum Thursday, January 23rd. We've got Cocktails with the Curators. You're going to get an inside look on how we clean our dioramas. Yes, we're going to have the glass off of a diorama. You're going to get a real murder mystery that happened in Hastings in the 1800s.
If you have diorama, there's some medicine for that.
You know, you're right. You're right. And here I've worked at a museum for 12 years, and I didn't know there was probably medication to solve my diorama problem.
There's a cure for that.
Yeah, my ongoing issue with dioramas.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate to severe
diorama. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I do want to just tell you right now, we've got a series of tactile exhibits. Great collaboration we've got with the Nebraska Coalition for the Blind and the Visually Impaired. It is right now, it's Da Vinci, some of his inventions. You get to feel a 3D model and then touch certain buttons and it will talk to you about the exhibit. It's also a wonderful exhibit for those who are not blind, but it is a real gift for people who learn a little differently, learn in a more tactile way. And that's, we have, this is our first one.
Right down my alley.
Yeah. It's just really, I always like to offer, you know, for people who just have different paths to how they really learn and think and process information. So we have one on Leonardo da Vinci right now. Toward the end of December, it's going to click over to one about the James Webb Telescope, actually, which awesome. Is going to collaborate with that, which is going to work well with that event. And then we have coming in one about the Vietnam War. So three very different topics, but all that can kind of peg to the museum.
Can we back up? When is the Saturday night movie?
The Saturday night movie, did you mean? Oh, you didn't mean, you said it right. And I went like a movie on Saturday night. No. I should know. I'm sorry. My brain. Just...
No, I could see the way I worded that. Would.
That's quite all right. Yeah. So the movie Saturday night is coming in. We're going to have five shows of that. December 13th, 15th, 20, 21, 22.
I want to go see that.
It's really going to be good. Can I also leak to you that we're in the final stages of booking A Real Pain with Kieran Culkin, who I loved from Succession. But both of these are films that were a little bit smaller films. They're not going to probably come to the big your bigger movie screens. But both of them are in the awards hunt for different things. Jesse Eisenberg wrote A Real Pain, and I love that I booked it, that we're booking it for January. Maybe when you've just seen your family for a while and you're reminded that family is something you love and cherish, but find sometimes, occasionally, a wee bit annoying. It's about two cousins that are reunited for a trip after their beloved grandmother's death. And so we're looking forward to that one as well.
It sounds like a whole full packed schedule of amazing things at Hastings Museum.
Come visit us.
What a great environment you work in. It's outrageous. Thanks for letting us know what's going on.
You bet. You bet. Thanks for having me.
Will we see you again after Christmas, or is that it?
It's probably it for me, but you probably won't see me again, but you'll see me around. I'm still, I am in the process of moving to out of state, but love it here. I'll always be, Hastings will always be one of my beloved homes.
We're going to miss you. And I know what people say, and I know how difficult it is to keep in touch, but at least with the telephone, can you check in with the huge broadcast? Let us know how you're doing, what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Out of state is, it's a bordering state, so you're going to be a stone's throw if we want to keep in touch with it.
That's right. And like I said, I love Hastings, so I love this whole area. I love the Tri-Cities. They've served me well. They helped me raise my kids. I used all three communities regularly for arts and entertainment and shopping and fun for my kids. So big part of who I am and who they are. And this community has been just great to me.
We're going to miss you.
Back at you, sir.